And currently in studio right now is Deschutes County Sheriff Ty Ruperts. And Ty, thank you so much for taking just a few minutes with us out of your very hectic schedule and the way it's been here recently. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me.
So tell me right now, what's the situation?
Right now, as you know, we have the Okawa Fire. That's the one that has now gotten into Deschutes County. We have several residents on different evacuation levels. As of this morning, population-wise, as far as people affected in all three levels, between 1, 2, and 3, we're at about 509 people within Deschutes County affected in one of those three evacuation levels. And that is going to be a total of about 203 residents as of right now. And that can change at any given time.
Well, it did last night, as a matter of fact. Private property on the north of Indian Ford Creek to the forest boundary of the Okawa Butte Fire was upgraded to a level 2 from a level 1. What determines when you decide to change these levels? What factors go into your determination?
So it's information that comes from all parties. Obviously, it's coming from we work with the fire services in cooperator meetings. In fact, I'm going to one at 10 o'clock this morning to get an update on where we're at. We're looking at the weather patterns, where we think the weather's going to be going today, and that'll drive a lot of the evacuation levels if they see which direction the fire is possibly going to be moving. And so I'll know more this morning about if we're going to be pushing more to the east or if we're going to be pushing more to the south. So I'll know more about that. But it's just working with all partners involved to try to identify where we think the fire is going to go. Obviously, we're looking at residents and people as far as keeping them safe, making sure that we give as much time as we possibly can to get those folks evacuated.
Is the Okawa Fire the only one you're having to deal with in Deschutes County?
As of right now, the Oak Fire is pretty much, that one's pretty much handled or taken care of. So the Okawa Fire right now is the priority. And given the weather that we have potentially coming in, I learned this morning that we may have more lightning coming through, which is not going to help us at all. And then depending on the wind and the temperatures today, that's always going to affect the fire.
What's the best way for people to be notified of evacuations?
Through our Deschutes Alerts. If you're not signed up, you can go online and sign up through Deschutes Alerts. You'll have a choice in there. You can either get emails or text messages. That's going to be the fastest way because as we get info and we change whether or not we're going to upgrade or downgrade a evacuation area, we'll push that out through Deschutes Alerts. So I recommend if you're not, we have a lot of our citizens that are, but if you're not, I would recommend that you get signed up for that. That's going to be the quickest way to get that info.
Do you have to go door to door sometimes?
We do. In fact, that was happening last night. Our deputies will be out, our patrol staff will be out, and they go door to door. And also something I want to talk about, you'll hear, if we're coming through with patrol car and you hear a siren, we call it the high-low. It's going to be what people would identify as like a European type siren, but it's called the high-low. When you hear that, that's a deputy coming through. That's a high-low siren, meaning that we want you to be evacuating that area.
Okay, so something like that.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And so the deputies were out doing that last night. They go door to door. They make contact or attempt to make contact with the homeowners, and then they'll actually tape off or flag that area. So other people coming through will know that they've either been evacuated or not. As of this morning, we have our incident management team for a search and rescue that's coming in, and they're going to be, we'll be sending out search and rescue teams today to assist with those evacuations.
Yeah, because there's going to be some people who are going to have difficulty getting out on their own, right?
Exactly. And we have those people identified, people that need extra time or extra care. We have all that information that we track. And so if we have those folks, we already know who they are, and it gives us the opportunity to make sure that we get the folks that may need extra time or have disabilities to be able to get them out in plenty of time.
And there are shelters already set up?
Correct. Yeah, we have shelters set up. The other thing I want to talk about is some of the things that people could be doing right now is obviously you hear us talk about defensible space quite often. Make sure that you have that defensible space. Keep any combustibles away from residents or outbuildings. Also, make sure that we keep our driveways clear. One of the things that we were very successful with last year during the flat fire was there was a lot of people that had done, and I'm proud of them, the sisters residents, they had done a great job of the defensible space, but they also were keeping their driveways clear. so emergency vehicles could get down the driveways with water and be able to get to the fire that was coming up to the back of residence at, you know, very quickly. So make sure we keep the driveways clear. Also have a plan for large animals. Those take time. And we do have the Deschutes County Fairgrounds is set up right now. So if you are in an evacuation area and you have large animals and you need to be able to take them somewhere, you can contact the pet evacuation team. And I'll have to confirm the number, but I believe it's 541-610-6628. And you can contact them and make arrangements to take your large animals there. That's only going to be through Sunday because we have the fair starting next week, but we already have alternate plans available that after Sunday, if needed, we'll be able to move them to other locations.
Now, coming up, looks like tomorrow night at 6:30 at Sisters High School Auditorium, there'll be an update as well, right?
That's what I heard, yeah. Yeah, and I'll try to attend that update, obviously, tomorrow. Like I said, I have a meeting, a cooperators meeting today at 10 o'clock out in Sisters, and that'll give me an update of more of where we're at as of today. Unfortunately, with any fire, information can change at, you know, quickly. That's why we recommend the Deschutes alerts, especially if we're going to have any kind of wind at all today with the temperature. So,
been getting good cooperation when it comes to evacuation levels?
We do. Yeah, we do. You know, people, obviously, these are very scary. They're scary for everybody. People get panicked, and we appreciate them cooperating with us. We're just trying to do our job and make sure that we get our residents out safely and do everything that we can to protect their residents.
With these fires and this situation like this, you got deputies pulling long shifts?
We do. Yeah, we'll have deputies that'll stay on. They work 12-hour shifts as it is, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And our deputies are incredible. They'll always do what they need to do to make sure our community is safe. And so I know a lot of them during these fires put in extra hours, sometimes very long hours, to ensure that we're making sure our community is taken care of.
We always refer people to centraloregonfire.org for information. Also, we checked out the Deschutes County Sheriff's website and the evacuation maps there. It was quite robust. It was a good-looking site.
Cool. Thank you. We our PIO, Jason Carr, he's obviously working with our emergency management team, and he's trying to keep those updates on our Facebook page and social media as often as he possibly can. And so while we're doing that as quickly as we can, like I say, once again, the fastest way for the information is through the Deschutes alerts.
All right. The Akawa Butte Fire is the one that Deschutes County Sheriff's Office is concerned with right now. There are others, of course, in the area. And hopefully this isn't the beginning of our bad fire season.
I hope we can get through this Akawa and get through the rest of the year without any more. I feel bad to, you know, our neighbors to the east are dealing with some very large fires as well. I know there's other offices that are reaching out for assistance because they're a lot smaller agencies than what we are. You know, we're all short-staffed, and we'll always do the best we can to make sure we help anybody and everybody that needs the assistance. But right now, yeah, our main focus is going to be the Akawa and doing everything we can to protect the citizens in Deschutes County.
All right. Thank you so much, Sheriff Ty Rupert, here at FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. Any last words you want people to know for sure?
No, everybody be safe. Make sure you're paying attention to these alerts, and thank you for your cooperation. We really appreciate it.
Sheriff Ty Rupert, Deschutes County, here at FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We'll let you get back to it.
All right, sir. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me in.